KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and thanks so much for joining us this morning. You know, just about every week I open up this show and I talk about how we're featuring the people who make possible the over 1 million hours of service that Fresno State provides to our community every year. Well, today's show, we're going to talk specifically about that million hours of service that I'm always referring to. So with me in the studio today are three people who not only help make possible the million hours of service, but they're also experts on some of these projects and programs that make up all those hours. First, we have Melissa Jessen-Heiser. She's the assistant director at the Jan and Bud Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning at Fresno State. Welcome back to the show, Melissa.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Chris.
And with Melissa is Ms. Tricia Stute. Trish is the Community Partnerships Coordinator at Fresno State's Richter Center. Glad to have you with us today, Trish.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be here.
And finally, we have one of the fantastic students that are working on and off campus to create a culture of service at Fresno State and to provide all those service hours. Anna Alcantara is with us. Anna, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Chris. I'm excited to be here.
So, Melissa, perhaps you'd get us started by talking about the Jan and Bud Richter Center. What's that program all about?
Sure. The Jan and Bud Richter Center has a mission of helping create a better community through service and learning. And so that service and learning is the two prongs of what we do. It's service benefiting our community, and Fresno State is very much rooted in our local community here. And then the learning is how it benefits our students.
And that service is done through the nonprofit or not-for-profit community, government organizations, schools, and traditional nonprofits, right?
Yeah.
And the Richter Center is directly involved in gathering the information on how many hours of service Fresno State does each year, right?
That's right. Luckily, we always have some really great student assistants to help us collect that data because we have to go into several different department offices, working with student involvement, with getting numbers for clubs and organizations. Just it's this huge variety across campus. And so it's a lot of surveying and asking folks what they're doing and then collecting that data and compiling it.
And how long has the Richter Center been collecting this information?
The first survey conducted was in 2003, but we didn't start getting really serious about the figures until 2007, 2008. Also in the fall of 2008, then-President Dr. Welty issued a challenge for us to complete 1 million hours of service benefiting the community annually every year. And up to that point, we'd only recorded a little over 600,000 hours. That was a big goal for us to meet.
Yeah, and I was in the room when Dr. Welty announced that to the campus community at a big opening, and we all looked at each other like, did he just say what I think he said? It was a shock to us, too, but he certainly set a vision for this campus and what we would be doing in terms of service. So did the campus reach that goal?
We did. We actually met it early, a year early. He set the goal to get a million hours by the centennial. And we hit that a year earlier. We actually exceeded it by doing 1,162,000 hours.
And what's happened since that first year? I mean, has the university community kept it up?
Yes. For the last 8 years in a row, we've exceeded the 1 million hour mark as a university. There have been some ups and downs during that time, but it is always over a million hours.
And in fact, this last year, I think there was a record number of service hours. We've had those ups and downs, but last year the university set a record, didn't they?
That's right. Last year's total was 1,386,449 hours. So that's been the highest we've recorded to date.
And I've seen some of these numbers over the years, and you really do go down to the 449 hours. I mean, it's not a rounded number. And I think you do that, obviously, in terms of, you know, looking at each of the programs and getting those numbers directly. And we're going to talk about some of those in a little bit. But how do the number of hours of service that Fresno State produces each year compare with other universities?
There are other colleges that don't even collect this information. And the fact that we do that says something about Fresno State's commitment to serving our community and engaging our students in meaningful service. The criteria for that Washington Monthly annual college rankings that Fresno State's been showing up in now really consistently includes a service commitment. And so Fresno State came in 17th in the nation last year in that ranking due to service.
So the 17th ranking was overall, right?
Right.
And then if I remember correctly from our conversations, the university was 11th in all of the universities for service, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's very impressive. Why do you think that Fresno State's so strong in this area?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. There really is a culture of service on this campus that starts up at the top with our administration and past administration, who saw a value of engaging our students in service. They institutionalized that, which a lot of other campuses haven't done. And so that institutionalization of service really makes it a part of the ongoing experience of being a Fresno State student. And then we have students who come here and are so passionate about giving back and are constantly challenging us to find new ways to engage them in helping others. And then, of course, our community partners and our faculty and our staff are also contributing to that general culture of service.
And speaking of the community partners piece, Trish, let's get you in here for a second. You've been at the Richter Center for quite a while now, right?
Yes, I've been at the Richter Center for 15 years now.
She started when she was 7.
Yeah.
Now, you're the community partnerships coordinator. What is that and why is that important?
I enjoy my role in the Richter Center. I work with a lot of community agencies trying to get them connected to campus. It's kind of my job to try to help them figure out where they best fit in campus, whether it be service, internships. It's great to actually kind of know what's going on in the community and what these agencies are doing to help better our community as well.
I've heard you refer to yourself as the matchmaker.
Yes.
What does that really mean?
You know, I get to meet with agencies and I get to try to figure out where they best match on campus. Where is the best fit for them? Whether it be a different department, a club or organization, student group, just try to figure out what the best match is for them to meet their needs.
And you do it in the other direction too, right? If you've got a student that comes in or a faculty or a staff member who says they've got an idea for a program or a project or they want to do some hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
yeah.
help them connect with the agencies that
absolutely.
They're interested in, right?
Absolutely. So if students come in and they're interested in working with kids or they're a criminology major and they're trying to figure out where to get some experience with that, or a faculty is teaching a class and needs some ideas of where their students might be able to go to fit that class into the community to help. The Richter Center, we try to do it both ways. We want to get people involved on campus, and we want our students to get out in the community and get involved with the community agencies as well.
And about how many agencies does the Richter Center work with every year, and how many students are out there serving?
It's really hard to get a grasp on that. I, in my job of 15 years, every day I'm surprised that there's an agency out there that I don't even know about. So there's over 700 nonprofits at any one given time in the community. I feel like we have about 200 really strong ones that we partner with consistently and our students go to, but there's always agencies that students are helping or going to, and even the outlining areas that we're finding out about. So I would say probably over 200 agencies and about 14,000 students out there in any given year, which is, if you think about our student population, that's a lot of students out in the community really helping make a difference.
Yeah, it's well over half. About 60% of the students then are involved every year in some form of service.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you talk to these folks in the agencies all the time, and what are they telling you about the students who serve there? Do they feel like they're really helping address the agency's mission and needs in the community?
You know, we have two events every year that we do, the Community Service Opportunities Fairs, and we have upwards of 70 agencies that come to each one of those. And I am constantly, when people register or when they email me, they're wanting to know what those dates are because they really feel like that is the way that they keep their agencies going. They tell me all the time they could not do what they're doing, fulfill their mission, help the people they're helping if they didn't have our students out there helping them. Our students have written letters to the editor of the Fresno Bee for community engagement. They've been published. The agencies are flabbergasted that these students do that for them. And it makes a big impact because it's not them from their own agency advocating for the agency. It's our students that have felt so passionate about what these agencies are doing that they take it upon themselves to write letters and do things like that for the agencies. There's Saturday sports programs that take place that they need tons of students to go out throughout the community, and our students really make an impact in that. They could not do it without our students helping them.
And that Saturday sports program is one example of, like you said, hundreds of different ways that our students are involved. And I want to talk about some of those specific programs and projects. These are the university programs and projects that Impact report that calculates this million hours of service tallies up. And I'm looking at a copy of last year's Impact report, and maybe we can just take a sampling of some of these. So, Melissa, let's start with this alternative break project that the university does. Can you tell us about that and what are their hours and numbers like?
Yeah, so last year there were 25 people who volunteered 1,100 hours with three different agencies. We worked with the Discovery Center, Stone Soup Fresno, and River Tree Friends. And that's something that happens every year. I know they came in one time and talked some more about that program.
We've got a show on the KFSR website podcast that people can listen to specifically about alternative breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's in depth. Those students are out spending, you know, several days all day long during their break period. So the numbers aren't large in terms of the numbers of students, but the impact that they make during that week is pretty significant, right?
That's right. So as you mentioned, they spend several days over the course of a week with the agency. And so they make an impact on the agency, but also the students really transform in those few days. Just getting to know the agency, getting to know a different part of our community a little bit better by spending some significant amount of time, albeit short, with some folks.
Yeah, and that's part of that learning piece that you mentioned before. So Trish, I know that you mentioned a little earlier about campus clubs and organizations. How are they involved and what's their commitment to service like?
A lot of the clubs and organizations on campus are charged by their main organization to do community service and be involved in the community. So those students and clubs and organizations go out and they may do a one-day service project. They may volunteer consistently at an agency once a week. They may have certain members of their group that go out in smaller groups and do impact the community as well. You know, last year it looked like we had over 17,000 students that were involved through clubs and organizations being out in the community and about 27,000 hours. So that's a big impact when you think about the clubs and organizations and what they're actually doing on campus as well and out in the community.
So Anna, this is a great opportunity to bring you in because, you know, I'd love for you to start off by just introducing yourself a little bit, but you were involved in one of those clubs and organizations in Circle K in particular. So maybe you could start just by a little introduction, let the listeners know who it is that they're hearing right now.
Thanks, Chris. I'm from Porterville, California. I'm graduated from Wenatchee High School back in 2014. I am now a fourth-year student majoring in business management with a minor in communication. And with Circle K International, it was kind of like my first little taste of service at Fresno. I was the vice president of service for Circle K International. And being someone not from Fresno, I wasn't really aware of a lot of the community benefit organizations that there were in Fresno. So I attended events like the Community Service Fair that really helped me understand the amount of need that Fresno needed. So that year we accumulated over 1,860 hours. We volunteered heavily in the community, like Art of Life, Ronald McDonald House, Habitat for Humanity. So we would go and they would be really appreciative of the amount of service that we would do with them.
Great. Trish, turning back to you, one of the other projects, and this is a program that's run out of a different office on campus, the Community Service Scholarship Program has a significant impact in terms of the number of students and hours. Can you tell us about that program a little bit?
Yes, the Community Service Scholarship Program is actually run out of our Career Development Center, and it's a program where students do 150 hours, and at the end of that time, they get an educational stipend. The thing I think that's really unique about this program and neat is it's kind of like a job interview. So these students go out to the agencies, they interview for it, and then they're chosen for this specific position in the community agency. So we have about 29 students in any given semester that are doing this. I call it the trifecta because they're actually getting the community service hours, they're getting the educational stipend, and they're also getting 3 units of credit through a class that they take. So it's kind of a neat opportunity for these students, and it really does make a huge impact. It's 150 hours with one agency to hire somebody and go through all that. These students are really there, and they're making a really lasting impact on those agencies.
And something you're real familiar with also that also goes into this count is the Fresno State Blood Drives.
Yes, I actually started doing the blood drives at Fresno State campus when I worked at the blood center before this position. So the blood drives are very important for the community. Every pint of blood that is donated actually can save 3 lives. So if we have over 1,400 pints of blood donated in any given year, each pint of blood impacts 3 different people. So that's a really big impact in the community.
What about internships? Probably the biggest number of service hours comes from internships that are where our students are out serving their internship hours in a nonprofit or not-for-profit organization.
Right. We have a ton of internship programs on campus, kind of handled independently by each department. But those students are a lot of times at the end of their time here at Fresno State, and it's really time for them to go out, do something that they've learned here with their major, and really make an impact in the community. We have a lot of agencies that really rely on those interns because they are really impacting the agencies because they're at the end of their time here. They're getting ready to graduate, so they're ready to make a real big impact, and those agencies really count on those students and really look forward to having them.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that impact report, 433,000 hours of service through internships last year.
That's a lot of hours, and if you think about those agencies that are usually strapped for you know, their budgets are not very big and they're trying to help a lot of different people with a little. And these students are coming in and they're making huge impacts. They're big difference makers, honestly.
So I know two of the other programs that are on this impact list are reading, tutoring, school success programs, Melissa. One's the Jumpstart program. Can you talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, Jumpstart Fresno is part of a national organization that focuses on preschool age children. So we have work study students who work through Jumpstart in preschool classrooms like Head Start classrooms where they're matched with a child and help support that child to be successful and ready for school when they start in kindergarten. Last year, we had 77 students provide over 29,000 hours in a year. So each one of those students is making about a 300-hour commitment plus some. And they do other things, too, in addition to tutoring children, but they work with the families and they also provide support at other community events.
And similarly, there's this Reading and Beyond at Fresno State program. Can you talk about it a little bit?
Yes. Reading and Beyond is a local community benefit organization, and we've partnered with them to utilize, again, Fresno State work study students to provide tutoring and support for kids in K through 6 settings. And so it's a great partnership that utilizes the resources of the university with a great organization like Reading and Beyond. Last year, they had 56 tutors provide nearly 15,000 hours.
So not only a huge impact in terms of the number of hours, but imagine the impact that those Fresno State students are making for the life of those children, helping them to learn to read, to be successful in school, to really mentor and promote the idea of school success to those young kids. It's got to make a huge difference over the lifetime of those young children that are served.
Definitely. And I think also in the lives of our tutors and our students who gain real world experience working with children and families. Many of them go into the field of education. Not all of them do, but they still have a clear understanding of what goes into a good education for a child.
What about Kids Day? Obviously a huge program throughout the area benefiting Children's Hospital.
Hard plus not to find somebody that knows about Kids Day when you have people on every corner. Honestly, it's a long day for a Richter Center staff, but it's probably one of the best days we collectively decide at the end of our 12 hours. It really is a one day that there's over 75 organizations from campus, whether it be clubs and orgs, fraternities, sororities, offices, Smith Camp Honors College. It really is the day that the impact that the students make all going out on one single day is pretty amazing. They're excited. They come in. They get their papers. They're up early on corners. And we continually seem to raise more money each year, which we always at the beginning think, how are we going to raise more money than we did last year? And with the help of all those students going out on one day, and we really do, we raised over $46,000 last year.
And I think that's more than any other Kids Day site, not just entity that's selling, but in terms of their sites where they distribute those papers through, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have one of the biggest sites. We have probably a couple outside agencies that come pick up papers. For the most part, it's all Fresno State-based clubs, organizations, student groups, that kind of thing. So it really is a big impact on that day.
Yeah. And then we've got other one-day service projects, right, Melissa?
Yes. The Richter Center plans 3 one-day service events a year for our students. Last year, there were 239 people who provided nearly 1,000 hours of service. Those service days take place in October, November, and then also one in the spring. It's a great way for students who maybe are novices to service or just don't have a lot of time in their schedule. They just have to sign up, show up, and we've got all the supplies and places for them to do their service.
Another program that you're very much involved in, you helped start it here on campus, the Richter Center Student Leaders.
Yeah, so this is probably my favorite of all the programs.
That's why I had to include it in the list.
Last year, we had 34 students in the program, and their whole goal is to help promote service on campus, make it possible for their peers to get involved and support their peers through that experience. Last year, they provided over 4,700 hours of service.
And some of those students help run the one-day service projects. They do other things,
That's right.
including what Anna does, working with service learning courses. So can you talk about the generation of service hours through service learning classes?
Yeah, so this is also another big number, like internships. Last year, through service learning courses, Fresno State students provided 124,764 hours of service. Through service learning courses, faculty incorporate service into their curriculum. So it really is a high impact practice where students learn and put into practice the theory that they learn in the classroom.
Anna, this is another good place to bring you in. You're one of those Richter Center student leaders working specifically on service learning as a service learning coach. So can you talk a little bit about the Service Learning Coaches Program and what you've seen in terms of service learning courses at Fresno State?
Yeah, so as a coach, we help students in service learning courses understand the impact that they're having in the community through the meaningful reflection workshops. So this semester, we're working with Marketing 100S students.
One of the biggest service learning classes on campus, right?
Yes, and These are my peers in the Craig School of Business. Yeah. So it's really exciting to be working along with other business students. I will be taking this course next semester, so I'm really excited to kind of get the inside scoop of how Marketing 100S classes go. And at first, a lot of these students are kind of hesitant because it's their first time taking a service learning course. But as we go with the reflection workshops, they end up understanding the meaningful impact that they're having in the community. And they're gaining a lot of professionalism skills like communication, being able to work in teams. And one experience that I kind of remember from last semester, one girl, she was offered a job from her service learning experience. She was actually working with the university communication department. So it's great to see students really gaining the most out of their service learning experience.
How about you as a service learning coach and your work with Circle K? What do you get out of service? Has it made a big difference in your college education and your experience?
It has definitely made a huge impact during my college experience. I have created strong friendships through my service, and I have felt a lot more connected with Fresno by being able to reach out and seeing the need that Fresno has. And it has helped me with my professionalism as well, being a business student and being able to work with like a diversity of students. So it honestly has made my college experience super awesome.
Great. So as we wrap up, Melissa, you get the last word in here. Working at the Richter Center, you see these reports and these impact reports every single year, and you see the number of hours that students do, and you get to talk to great students and work with students like Anna and the community partners that Trish talks about. How does it make you feel about the university where you graduated from? And what would you say to others out there listening about Fresno State and their service commitment?
Yeah, I feel so much pride when I see those figures, but even more when I get a chance to talk to a student. So I would encourage everybody, if you know a student, if you are a student, you know, talk to each other about these things. Hear from one another. What has been the impact of being involved in service been? We hear a lot. People in movies, Fresno is always the butt of the joke, right? But when I'm here on campus and I'm working with these students who are fired up about making this world a better place, it's not such a joke to me. It makes me feel more proud of the city that I grew up in than anything else that I've encountered. So it's definitely a point of pride. And I'm proud to be part of a university, too, that really values creating these experiences for our students and feels a responsibility to the community that supports us.
Well, we've done shows on so many of these different programs and featured so many of the people that are involved in those programs that go into this count that we've been talking about today. And I really encourage everybody listening to log on to KFSR.org, go to the public affairs link, and you'll find the Fresno State Service in Action page. You'll see all of our podcasts for all the different shows and, you know, listen to a few of them. I guarantee you're going to be inspired and you're going to be as appreciative as I am that there are people out there like Melissa and Trish and Anna working so hard to make our university and our community a better place for all of us. My thanks to our guests, Melissa Jessen-Heiser, Tricia Stute, and Anna Alcantar, for being here today. And to all of our listeners, thanks for joining us this morning. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. Also, like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action and share any stories of service you have. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM, and we're streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.